Good morning, tangerines. Welcome to another episode of Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of
gents.
As we were talking, Danny was telling me that he didn't watch Quiet on Set. Why didn't you watch it, Danny?
Yeah, you know, I don't like to watch those.
I get pretty mad. I was gonna put you more on blast, but I was like, no, why would I? I didn't even watch it either. For the same reasons. I heard enough people talking about it for me to say I know enough about
it. No. Especially also remember the Michael Jackson one?
Yeah, I heard enough about that one as well. I think you were the one telling me
about it. No, I watched it. It was just pissing me off.
Yeah.
If that was true.
Allegedly,
but what if it's fake? And what if this is a whole setup?
To get Michael. It's possible. The industry's messed up.
But regardless, it still happens around the world. Whether that situation was fake or not, it still happens.
That's true. Welcome, everybody, to Sunday Morning Tangents. If you're watching here live on youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, please comment and chat with us because we like to see that. We like to interact and engage with our audience. If you are listening to this on anywhere you listen to podcasts, thank you for joining us. And don't forget to like and follow us and make sure you tune in every time we set out audio podcasts. Today,
we have a fan who's been following us. Shout out to Diego.
Who's Diego?
He's a fan of us.
Shout out to Diego.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what I haven't done in a while? That I'm going to do
right now. Oh, check?
I haven't checked if we're still getting those views in Belgium. How are we doing in Belgium?
Yeah, I think he's just like, all right.
They're not talking about me anymore.
No.
So, let's see. We got... What the... Hold on. What is this? It's Sri Lanka? Saudi Arabia? Zurich is out there. Shout out to Zurich.
Oh shit! Where's that at again?
Switzerland.
Like in Switzerland. Oh, gotcha.
We got a German listener out there. Got people in New York. I see Colorado. Shout out to Danny.
Hey.
Don't see Dallas, but I know you're listening out there, Doug. Shout out to you.
Yeah.
A lot of Portland. A lot of LA area. This is beautiful. We're worldwide. South Africa. Yeah. We are just missing Asia. Oh, no, is that
no? We got Asia? You said Belgium. No, not Belgium. No.
I don't know which country this is. It's like on the.
What's it called?
It's I don't know. I don't know. It's above what I think is chat. It's in their language on the map. So it's on that Saudi Arabia little boot.
So. Let's map.
Hold on.
Map.
The UAE, United Arab Emirates, right above
Oman. Oh no, that's
oh
still...
Dubai.
Wow.
Dubai. Is Dubai technically Asia or?
No, that's Middle East.
Hold on, you're wrong. Saudi Arabia, officially the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, is a country in West Asia.
Danny, I was wrong.
We have hit every except for South America.
Are you serious? We haven't even, nobody has heard in Colombia or Chile.
I guess we're also missing Antarctica, but that doesn't count.
Okay, no. Antarctica is just a desert. Let's not go there.
Yeah, but people were there. Shout out to the penguins.
Shout out to the penguins, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're missing South America and Antarctica. Otherwise, we had Asia, Africa, Europe, and North America. I'm proud of us. This is stepping stones into our goals of selling merchandise, getting tattoos, piercings. We're doing it.
But we have to, Jason. In this economy, either you do fee picks, or you sell yourself on the internet, or you do stupid stuff, or you just talk about stupid stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing right now. We're just talking about stupid stuff.
We could do all of them, too. I'm down to sell feet pics. But one of my toes on my left foot has a bruise on it because we went to play basketball at Thanksgiving ball is what we do.
Yeah. Right, Thanksgiving. Yeah.
And heart stop. And then I smashed my toes on the fan. It's really, it's purple. It doesn't hurt, but it's really purple. So,
I don't know.
Last night, you and I were talking about feet pics and how there's an audience for everything and everybody. I wonder if there's a sub-genre for feet pics, bruised feet, bruised toes.
Jason, there has to be. There has to be. There has to be. Like, there has to be.
I agree.
Somebody likes to see those feet really injured.
Now, what do you think that is? Why do you think that is?
They're developing when they're children. Something happened, and they're like, ooh. And then, I don't know, their pleasure when going on at the same time when they were seeing broken-ass feet.
Yeah, never mind. I don't want to talk about that anymore.
That's how it is.
Who's that guy next to your Build-A-Bear, Danny, back there? With the spikies.
Okay. Let's see if you can guess it, Jason. This is the lore that you can... Let's see if you can guess it, right? This is it comes from a video game.
Okay.
No. It's a scary game. It's a popular game that it was a movie last year.
It was a movie last year. Popular game. Scary. Let me see it again.
It comes from the Chuck E. Cheese kind of like...
Oh, the Five Nights at Freddy's?
There we go.
I saw the movie. I was bored.
Wow. I have fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hold up. No, that's from Five Nights at Freddy. I don't know. Is he supposed to be like the god or something?
Don't ask me.
Yeah, the lore is so big now that they gave me that last one. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't know.
It's just my chair.
For those who are listening and not watching, Danny put up a little stuffed toy of some sort of sun and night or a moon, sun and moon thing. I don't know. I don't even know what this is. Pajamas?
Yeah, I don't know. No, he's supposed to be like, I think the god of... Yeah. The lore of Five Nights at Freddy's is big now.
Speaking of boring, huge. Danny. Gladiator.
Oh, damn. You're going straight to the...
<It's> not...
Wow.
It was boring, no? What did you think? I know you talked a little bit about it last week.
I thought it was fine, but I can see all... Like I told you. I like to watch timepieces, and we don't get too many of the big budget timepieces movies. Okay, we don't get many of those. Come on, people! Come on, director, me to make more. I want to see a big budget Egyptian. You know,
just watch the old ones. They feel like they used to make those often. You know, Gods of Egypt, Troy.
Yeah, but they're a little too old. Troy, I do like Troy.
Troy's a banger.
Yeah, Troy's a banger, especially with Brad Pitt there going, you know, the first kill in the first scenes.
Oh, when he comes out.
That was pretty badass. Yes! Yeah. He's just like,
Achilles!
Yeah.
That's like.
But Gladiator, I can see all, I'm like, damn. They made a lot of, I don't know if there are mistakes, because that's you know, he has a, you know, Ripley has a, really? An idea. Oh, really? Is it really? Or Ripley? Oh, Ripley is the girl from Alien. Yeah. Jason, it was not that boring, but I do get it. There was a time when there was on the third act, they were just talking the line. It got...
It was like transitioning from the second to third act.
Where yeah.
They could have just gone in... They could have pushed some things along quicker. But even a lot of the dialogue was just plain and boring and predictable, and
it was so predictable. That's the thing. I'm like, it was really predictable.
The action was entertaining. It was cool.
The action was fine. Good.
You know, not enough shirtless men. Not gay enough. If I'm being honest, you know, Denzel Washington said that you guys weren't ready because he said he had a full on makeout scene with a guy, and they cut it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Him and then the Gladiator dude?
I don't know who he made out with, but yeah, Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington.
You know, he's an actor. You know what? He stole the show.
Oh, the whole point, he was the bad guy. He was like the one who was like, No, I mean, you know what I mean, like he was the main character in that movie.
He wasn't, though, and that's why I think he stole it, because it was supposed to be Paul Mescal's movie, and I don't think it was. I think he was kind of like underwhelming.
No, Paul Mescal, they wrote him wrong. I think they did him dirty, to be honest, in my opinion.
I was seeing what he was trying to do. He was trying to force Ridley Scott. Was trying to force like a lovable, everybody likes him, natural leader type of character.
Yeah, and it felt
so forced that, like, I don't know. At some point, I was like, I don't really believe that everyone's just gonna gravitate towards him. That he doesn't do anything, and people are like gravitating towards him.
No, no.
All he did was he bit a monkey. Spoilers. He bit a monkey, and then everyone started doing the sound, and it was like, boom. Done. Leader. I was like, whoa, that was fast.
Yeah, they're making fun of him. In the table when they were eating.
Yeah. It was a strange movie at times too. Denzel Washington's character, yeah, he stole the show, but that happened so quick. His rise. That rise was like they showed
you
him.
You saw it in the screen. You literally saw the whole rise in the screen.
But they didn't even say like I don't know, the relationships that he supposedly had were like, you just went from like a really small town outside of Rome and you know all these people, then boom, there, you've made it. It feels like they cut out a lot. Like they cut out a lot in this movie.
He was pretty much the lead, not the leader, but the one in charge of the gladiators. So he was kind of big.
I thought that was just for that. I thought that they just have smaller arenas around there, right? What's up, Leo? I thought they have small arenas around, and then the one in Rome is like the big one that he's not in charge of, but he's just like one of the smaller venue people.
Oh, maybe that's okay. That's, yeah.
All in all, my review is go watch Wicked instead.
I think my review is wait for Gladiator 2 to come out on the streaming services, because it's still good. It's still fun to see a Roman Empire, Jason, okay?
Yeah.
The Colosseum, okay?
I agree. That was fun.
And
the sharks in there.
The sharks. Just...
just believe it.
Wow. Just believe it at this point. Yeah.
My mom watched Wicked on Friday. She said it was good. There you go. She watched it on what day?
No. They went this Friday.
Oh, they're back already. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't mean to. Anyways, yeah, it's really good. See, you heard it. I haven't heard anyone say that it's not good. No one.
Jason, I haven't seen it, so I can't say. Yeah, I can't say it's not good or not. But to be honest, I want to watch it because I don't know that much story about the. I don't know the story of.
Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. I don't know. I just don't know the story of the Wizard of Oz.
That's okay. You don't need to know it.
I need to do research. Like, okay, what's the story about?
Just go watch it. Because I think this isn't even... Okay.
It's a prequel.
I could have my things mixed up, all right? But I'm pretty sure Wizard of Oz was a book, right? And then they made more. And then somebody made Wicked.
Yeah, that is not
canon to Wizard of Oz.
In 2003, I think. I believe so. It was just a play.
No, I think they wrote a book. I could be wrong. Somebody fact checked me. They wrote a book, and then they made a play. And then they made sequels to the book of Wicked with already Wizard of Oz stuff made.
Gotcha.
So I don't think Wicked is canon completely.
So, okay. So just watch it just for funsies.
Watch it for funsies. You're going to have a great time. You're going to feel the emotion. By the end of it, you're going to be like, oh, wow. Like, it just meets the moment. I keep saying that. And that's like, I don't know if you understand, Danny, how important Defying Gravity is and how iconic Idina Menzel was in it, in her voice and her performance.
But she did. She looks like she did a good job.
Idina Menzel is from the original play.
Yeah.
And it's very iconic. Like, a bunch of musical nerds grew up wanting to do that song and sing that song.
Yeah. The famous. I saw a whole video edit. Uh-huh. Yeah, I saw the whole edit of that.
Yeah, that's. Exactly. And it's very iconic. So for them to actually meet that moment and live up to it and not mess that up, it was great.
Hey, being an actor is not good. I mean, it's not easy. And being a play actor, being a movie actor, I'm pretty sure it's like you need to be the best at that point.
The very best.
Yeah, to be an actor, I'm pretty sure you have to be the best. Not all the time, though, because there's some actors.
There's
there,
a lot
you
of
know.
Bad actors. Yeah.
What, Mark Wahlberg?
Oh my God.
Okay. This is the actors that I think you know that you like. Oh, come on, are you serious? Okay, are you serious? Okay, Mark Wahlberg is one, okay?
Yeah, bad actor.
Vin Diesel.
He's not as bad as Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
He's not
he's
as bad.
He's a little better, you're right.
He's a little better, but he's a one-trick pony. Like, Mark Wahlberg can't even do his one trick well. Vin Diesel does his one trick well.
Yeah. Well, also, Carlos and Riddick are pretty good, actually.
That's what I mean, though.
You know what? We should watch those movies again. They're pretty good, actually.
I've never seen any. Just kidding. I saw Chronicles of Riddick. I never saw Pitch Black. I saw the one Chronicles of Riddick.
Okay, it. You saw that third one.
Sure.
So you didn't see the first one.
I saw the one that came out like mid-2000s.
Yeah, okay. All right. Another actor that I know that you think they're bad, The Rock.
Yeah, he's not a good actor. Yeah, he's not good.
Okay. Damn it. There's another
His one trick pony? Okay. He's also, he makes the same movies over and over again. I'm so tired of him.
Adam Sandler.
I don't think he's a bad actor.
I think he's changing. But I feel like at one point you were like,
I got tired of his movies. I didn't think he was a bad actor.
Who's a bad actor that you, cause I don't remember now. I don't know anymore.
A bad actor that I think I don't know. It's too much to put on the spot right now.
I guess there's a lot.
There's a lot of. Yeah, I'm not gonna think of any right now. That's okay. Well, Danny, this was a fun week. As we all know, the United Healthcare CEO was shot and murdered.
Oh. We're just going
straight into it, Danny, because you said you want to have a quick one. Let's get to it. Let's hit the fucking topics. Sorry, excuse my language. Sorry, Leo. My bad. I'm usually better about that.
Yeah, explain to us what happened, Jason, too.
He got murdered. He got shot in point blank. You know what the funny thing is? There's actually a lot of funny pieces to this. Sorry. It's not a funny situation. Somebody got murdered, right? But there's a lot of funny stuff, like how low the bounty was for him, right? For the murder.
There was a bounty?
I mean, bounty, like not to, you know, not dead or alive, but like a reward. There you go. I couldn't think of a reward. I thought about
it. How much was it?
$10,000.
That's it?
That's it. From the anyway, they offered him $10,000. They offered $10,000 reward. Recently, the FBI offered an additional $50,000, but that still feels really low to kill a CEO. So I laugh because it almost feels like, you know, he wasn't helping our healthcare system anyway. So
no, it's like they were okay with it. It's like everybody was okay with it.
It's that, and then I guess people are also saying, or the cops are saying that he has done such a great job at disguising this, and like he had this well planned out. It was all—I mean, obviously premeditated, but it was supposedly they're just giving him so much appraisal for this job when he just shot him in the streets and got away with it.
Yeah, which is interesting. A lot of people are like, for somebody who hasn't really paid attention to it, a lot of people are actually like, some people are praising him, like, hey, good job on him. And then some of them are like, seeing the pictures, how he's not arrested yet. He's like, you can see him
with
doing
a smile.
His
cute smile.
Like,
he's got a nice smile.
Yeah, but he's just everywhere. Like, there's cameras everywhere. Like, it's so hard to be incognito now.
Yeah.
To be like, even with a hoodie on, that's not going to help your case at all.
I was telling Diana, it feels very much like a mid to late 1900s murder, or like, what's his face was JFK was shot and they got away with it, or basically got away. And it's kind of crazy that in this day and age, somebody could, they could get photos of him, see clearly what he looks like, and he's still out there. He's still at large.
It seems like they're like
they're not really trying. You now what I've seen.
But the JFK killing, there's new studies that show that the killer was actually the driver.
Now, how does that work? Like, there's video.
There's videos of, like, apparently, like, there are some cuts of the original video, but the video shows, like, pretty much, if you see it, like, where he got shot, it was the driver turning around, shooting. I'm pretty sure that was AI, and I was like,
Reno, if you're still here, that's not true. The driver did not shoot JFK. The original video is not.
Leo, look up.
Don't look it up on that because it's no. Don't look that up because it's actually pretty. It's pretty gnarly.
He's an age.
JFK, no, I don't think he is. Oh, I think that's too. That's a bit too much. Real person.
You need to learn a story about the history about. I learned that when I was in high school.
He's not in high school.
No, middle school. Middle school actually.
I'm pretty sure I watched that in high school. I must have been like, I think I was in 10th grade when I first watched that video.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not bad. He just goes like this.
No, it's a little more than that. It's a little more. Now, Danny, what I've been seeing is that people are saying this wouldn't happen if we had any sort of universal healthcare like they do in Europe. You won't see happen in Finland, Sweden.
Yeah. The one problem, Jason, is that we're too big of a country.
You know, I hear that as an argument, but there's so many different laws that are federal and statewide, and we still, like, even in California, right, like, it's not what it could be, and it's interesting. So, it's not because of United Healthcare, whatever it is, and the way that the federal law is set up, but it could, Leo said I'm okay. He's okay. He doesn't need to see that.
Okay, I'm just saying. There's a. Look it up. That's it.
No, what about the moon landing too, Dan? You believe that, or you think that was altered?
No, that was real. Why? Wait, people say it was fake.
Do you think the Earth is flat?
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Wait. I don't know what you want to believe these days or not.
I don't believe anything. I'm just saying the people are talking about. Okay, Jason. See, this thing, you can never believe anything yet because everything can be a little bit different.
Last night, Danny, you asked me if I believe in ghosts. Why did you ask? Huh? It is round, Leo. The Earth is round. Last night, you asked me if I believe in ghosts. I didn't ask why you asked me.
Why?
Yeah. It was very random.
I think it's because, Jason, I think we see the perception of ghosts to be like, oh, like, you know, like a spooky, like this. But there, I think it might be true because there might be a way to describe the fourth dimension or, you know, energy. The reason why is because I saw this thing where there's a way to, if you look it up through goggles, with different types of lighting and the spectrum of the light, you can see energies. Ghosts are just energies.
What does that mean?
We can't see.
What does that mean, energy?
Like an energy, like a whole energy spirit. I don't know.
You know, there's a really...
And also stuff happened to you, too. Stuff happened to you that you didn't want to realize it, that it's...
Look, I can't describe what it was, but I don't know if I'm going to go out on a limb and say, on a whim and say that it was a ghost doing that. I don't
know.
In this very ghost, room.
Yes, I'm saying any ghost is not a good ghost. I do know.
Interesting movie, Danny, if you haven't watched it. It's called A Ghost Story.
Oh, is that the one where, like, it's just like something like in under a cover? Yes. Just following the person. Yeah, I've been wanting to watch that movie.
It's not a scary movie. It's actually it's actually a sweet / somber movie that kind of makes you think about life after death and what it means to you and others.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting because it's a different perspective on what a ghost is.
Okay.
You should watch it. It's kind of creepy scenes though, because it is like they're in that under the sheets, and it looks like that classic ghost, like Charlie Brown. But
yeah.
Shout out to Charlie Brown. It's his season. Now, what an interesting thing Charlie Brown is, huh? He's timeless.
We're moving on fast. We went from the healthcare system that you wanted to talk about, the assassination, to Charlie fucking Brown.
I'm sorry.
But you're right. My brain is Charlie missing. Brown in United States, he's, I think that's just United States, but in general, he's just like the season. Whenever there's a season, Charlie Brown is there with season episodes.
Charlie Brown is U.S. Peanuts worldwide. Japan loves the Peanuts.
Peanuts.
We went to a Snoopy cafe in Japan. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, how was
it? Raining. We took a taxi. It was raining. It's cold outside. It was okay. I mean, all those themed cafes in Japan never have good food. Their food is not good.
It's picture quality food.
Yeah, it's all meant for photo ops. And to change the subject once again, we're hitting on every fucking cylinder. This is why I say Korea. Better. Which part of Japan? This was in Shinjuku. I might be wrong.
Downtown.
Shibuya.
Downtown.
It's somewhere in Tokyo. One of those Tokyo prefectures. But this is why, Danny, I say Tokyo had better food. Because you could go...
Korea. You mean South Korea, South Korea.
Thank you, sir. South Korea had better food because not only did they have photo-ready food, but it was almost always really good as well. It was better than, you know, those cafes in Japan where you're like, oh, I can't wait to go there and try the food. It looks good. And then it's not. Sanrio Land, Puro Land, terrible food.
I kind of want to believe you, Jason, because lately...
Believe me.
I mean, no, lately Korean food has been invading here in our area. And we've been enjoying the way we... Like, okay, Japanese food, don't get me wrong. I ate in Japan, too. It was good. But, like, not that cafe, though. But it was good. There was a lot. But you get to a point where, like, there's more variety in Korean food, I believe. More spicy. More spiciness also. But the way you eat in a Korean meal, it's just a little bit of the pickles, a little bit of this pickle, and then you eat food. And then you take a sip or something while you're drinking. I'm telling you, I follow this guy. That's what he does. He just eats. And he just, every time he eats,
you the like food mukbang?
Is a bunch of... No.
Okay. I can't do that.
No, I can't do that. No. He just literally just goes to a bunch of Korean restaurants, and he promotes like their food or whatever, and he's just eating the food. But it's not like like abundance. He's just enjoying the food, and like you enjoy the food. I do gotta say though, Japanese people and like most Asian countries, they enjoy their food.
No disrespect to Japan and the food in Japan. Lots of great food. Ramen over there is untouchable.
The ramen. One of the things that I liked the most was the chicken. The way they do chicken in different versions.
The steak. Korean fried chicken, though.
I know. I had tried it here, though, but it's not the same.
I showed you the video, right?
Yeah.
I showed the video I did.
Yeah, you sent it. I think you sent it to...
I don't know if I sent it. I don't remember if I sent it to you. I think I just showed you when I was visiting you. That crunch. Oh.
It was
hungry.
Good.
I ate breakfast, and I'm still hungry.
I haven't eaten, so I'm getting hungry.
What are you gonna eat?
I don't know.
What are you thinking? What are you gonna eat today?
I think I just wanted some omelet, to be honest.
Oh, what kind of omelet do you like? By the way, for those listening and watching, this is what our conversations usually are like after we record. What are you gonna eat today?
Yeah, I think it's just an omelet. I kind of want an omelet.
What do you put in your omelet?
I just put cheese. Telemach. And maybe if I feel fancy, I can do like a little stir fried vegetables first, and then put them in there with cheese.
Okay. I like to put spinach in mine. Make sure I get some green in my yellow eggs. You know, back in the day, I used to love chorizo in my huevo.
And why not anymore?
I don't eat chorizo. You know, fun fact about me, though. I used to, before I stopped eating pork and beef, I used to also still prefer soy chorizo over the pork chorizo.
I can see that.
Beef chorizo. I thought it had a good flavor. I thought it was good. Very greasy, though. Very greasy.
Chorizo is just greasy in general.
That's true. Man, you ever think about how bad that shit is for you? Sorry, excuse me.
I do.
Tastes good.
It's good. It's good eating. Like yesterday, I got a really stomachache, but I told you, eating a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
yeah. And then I ate a donut and I was like,
couldn't eat the donut.
My buddy was just like, no, dude.
If you were to stop eating beef or pork, which type do you think you'll miss the most? Like, I'll give my example. For me, I think I miss pork al pastor the most. Leo says I should go visit again. I want to, and I will. That's a promise. Scott's honor.
I think it'll be both, Jason. Either or, I'll be missing both. Pork I don't eat often.
No, but with the way the pork or beef is prepared. Like, are you going to miss lengua, cabeza, asada, chorizo?
Oh, like in a taco.
Not just tacos. That's just where my brain was going. But just in general.
Steak. Carne asada. I love carne asada.
Not like a filet mignon.
No, to be honest, I'll prefer a good carne asada.
Oh, nice. So that would hurt going over to families and like, hey, vamos tener una carne asada. And then you're like,
that would hurt.
¿Van a tener pollo? That's me every time. No, vamos tener. Okay, I'll just go get some food before.
Jason, oh my God, you can eat a little bit.
I don't.
You
don't have to.
I know you don't now because you're going to get your stomach ache, and I get
that. I don't
get
a stomach ache.
Oh, then?
It's just a choice. It's a choice now, Danny. It's something that I live with and I'm okay with, and I don't need it. I don't want to. I believe it could be a slippery slope. But so let me share something with you, Danny. We went to a restaurant called Eni. We got to take you. We got to take you to that one.
That was really good.
We're back.
I'll be there in February.
Oh, yes. We should definitely go. If I don't hang out with you that weekend, you should tell Junior to take you. But that place is really good. I went back couple of days ago because it was really good, but they had a pizza that had slices of pork. Like, it wasn't salami, I just can't remember what the cut was called. I had a bite. I had two slices.
Wow.
I know, it's out there. I had a piece and I was like, oh, it looks so good, and I had it and I ate it and I enjoyed it. I don't miss it.
No, Jason, you don't have to like be like, I need to eat this. I get it.
Thank you.
I get it. You know, shout out to Christian's brother, Freddie. He doesn't eat anything chicken.
Yeah. Loves chickens.
Chicken is his. Nope. No chicken.
They don't call him Freddie chicken for nothing.
No, they're not. No, they don't.
Don't call him Chicken Freddie, though, because he's not a chicken.
No.
He wishes he was.
He's not. Oh, no, he's not. Oh, definitely Freddie's not a chicken.
No. Oh, no, I know.
No. But I will miss. I think I will miss, carne asada and then pork chicharrones. I haven't had chicharrones for so long, but al pastor, oh my God. Al pastor chicharrones, Jason.
Chicharrones is the worst thing, man.
We're Guatemalan, so you know that chicharrones is like a big deal when we go over there for the holidays.
Oh man, I hate it. Diana says, I don't know why, but the way you say pork sounds like a slur, Jason. So much emphasis. That's because pork is just like.
Oh my God, you're right.
I never even thought about it.
It's just an animal.
You know, pigs are one of the most intelligent creatures, Danny.
Exactly.
They're one of the very few animals who poo away from their food because they understand that it's very unclean. It's very unsanitary.
It's so delicious. You know that one of my favorite, one of my goals is to go to the oldest restaurant in the world.
In Spain.
Eat a little pig baby.
Yeah, you told me to eat it with you. A little piglet. I want you to think of piglet from Winnie the Pooh when you eat it.
Yes, that doesn't work for me.
You ever think about it? Like, you're eating baby sheep. You're eating babies. They're eating the dogs. sorry. No, chicharrón is terrible, Danny. I don't remember if I shared it here, but. 2016, last time I went to Guate, they were going to prepare chicharrones, and they brought the pig out, and I went to the back because I was just walking around, and I see the pig, and I'm like, oh, it's going to happen, and I left. I think this was like the start of me not eating pig, like the very start.
Did you hurt him?
Yes, because it was terrible. They had to hit it twice. They had to bash it on the head, and then bleed it out.
Yeah.
And to make matters worse, that was dinner that night. So I ate cereal. Because all they were going to do was eat chicharrones on this.
Oh, Jason, you know that when the world goes down, we have to survive, man.
I'll do it if I have to. Like, it's not something where I'm like, I can't.
No, you're right. We're not in a danger there. But they should have not done that. They should have just... I don't know why they don't know how to kill, mate. Because the way you're supposed to kill... supposed to be a one slash without them knowing, because pigs are really smart, and then when you kill them like that way, they tend to tense their muscles, so then that's why it comes to a chewy. When you eat a chewy meat, it's because it's that the way it die.
Yeah, you want to relax the animal before you slaughter relax the animal. Don't let it know that it's about to get slaughtered and eaten.
Yeah. Ancestors knew this.
How do you feel about boiling lobsters alive? Because they say to boil them alive is the best way to get all the flavors.
Yeah, that's fine.
I eat lobster, so it's not like I'm judging. It's just the way you say it. It's like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. I eat pork.
What else can you do?
Not eat it. There's plenty of things to eat. There's so for Thanksgiving they have Thanksgiving football day, right? There's a player who's vegan, and after each, there's four games on Thanksgiving days. After each one, the winner goes around to the turkey. They all take a bite. And this guy, the one of the football players, he was just eating his carrot, all happy because he wasn't gonna eat the Thanksgiving turkey.
Was he really happy?
He looked happy. He was like, literally like this. Taking a bite out of his carrot, going like that. He's vegan. I think he is happy that he got to eat his carrot.
Okay.
And don't tell me. There's so many people out there like, you can't live off of being a vegan. You're not going to have enough protein. He's a football player. Don't tell me that.
It's protein shakes.
Exactly. Thank you. That's my point.
Oh, vegan food is not bad. There's no ways to do vegan food.
No, I'm saying like because the people always try to say that you're not gonna be
buff. You know,
not strong. Even buff, but you're not gonna get all your nutrition.
Whatever. It's funny, huh? It's funny how we're not meant to be eating food, certain foods. Like we're not meant to eat in fats.
Yeah.
We're not meant to eat in sugar. We're not meant to eat in carbohydrates.
We do it anyways because we're dumb.
And raw meat. We're not meant to eat meat.
Yeah.
Our stomachs cannot sustain meat.
Our teeth weren't really well prepared for that either. Our teeth,
no. And we haven't even evolved enough to be able to do that. What does that tell you, Jason? That tells you that somebody made us.
What do you mean?
No, I'm kidding. That tells us that we're
you lost me there. Wow. Danny, I think this might be a record for how many topics we've hit. And it's been 40 minutes, and we've hit a lot of topics, and I'm very proud of us. I'm very proud of us. It really shows our skill set. So when eventually, if they come out, they reach out to you, and they're like, Danny, we like what you do. We don't like that guy Jason. He's kind of a little bitch.
No, wow. That's
what do you think about getting pulled away from him? I want to give you... the okay here live
no
youtube.com/@101tangents. They come up to you and say ditch the zero, get with the hero. I'm okay with it,
Jason. In the history of any media or any show or anything, has never been a good thing to separate what made the original, you know. It's never no that's stupid.
Who would be the one, though, if they come up to you and ask, who would you go to? Like, who would you say, that's a great opportunity, Jason, I'm out of here.
Mark Wahlberg.
That's a good one. Wahlburgers.
He'll get me buff, for sure.
You think so?
Have you seen his workout routine?
No, I don't care for it. I'm so tired of those guys with their workout routines. I don't do this. I wake up if... Actually, I've heard that he wakes up, like, super early in the morning.
He wakes up at 4 in the morning.
Yeah. Get over yourself. What are you doing for? You're not a bodybuilder.
Hey, he's rich for a reason.
Yeah. Must be easy to go work out like that when part of your currency is working out. Get over yourself, Mark Wahlberg. Fucking Boston. We didn't forget Cristiano your hate Ronaldo? Crimes. Oh. What about Cristiano Ronaldo?
Also, another crazy routine.
Yeah, no, that guy's... That's different, that's different.
And how's Cristiano Ronaldo doing, Jason, in the football world? Because how he's is done. He... He's pushing same as Messi, right?
He's like 2 or 3 years older than Messi.
Yeah, he's pushing it too, right?
Yeah, he has such a great body, just like ready to work the way that it does, but he's lost a lot of his skill. So like he's still running. I think a lot of people give him the praise that he is still out there running pretty fast for his age, obviously. And physically he's capable, but he's lost a lot of the skill. Like technically in that league, he should have been able to carry way more than he has been, but he's older. He's just getting to that point where he needs to settle down and stop thinking that he could still run a league.
They stole his, you know, Mundial.
Who?
Oh, you know how they say about Messi giving the Mundial to him? Like he just the ref and everybody just gave it to him. You know,
because he was that was a great game. I like. You can't say that they gave it to Messi. That was an amazing game. They came. It was back and forth. They reached penalties. There's you can't knock the penalty shootout. Like how is the ref gonna control that?
This is Jason. Where I need you to be here because in these situations, I want you to be in those. No, don't even close your eyes. I'm just saying. Oh. I want you to be in those TV shows, radio shows. Where they talk about how Messi is literally fake, and right now at this point, they just all the media just wants to be Messi to be always like on top. What do you say to those people?
Hold on. Did you see Ronaldo and Mr. Beast in the video? I did not see that. I'm just gonna read this chat. Yes, technically, we evolved. This is Christian. We evolved from eating everything meats and veggies. The reason why your bodies have become more sensible is because of evolution. Canine teeth were bigger, but due to evolution, they have shrunk. Evolution is fake. sorry. Okay, let me get back to the train of thought of Messi. I think our media does this for anyone that's going to get clicks. So I don't know if it's so much that it is media groups trying to claim Messi as the best ever because that is in their agenda, but I do think it's in their agenda to propagate anything that is Messi because that is what gets clicks and views.
That's where it gets.
And Cristiano too, like when you see videos of them doing cool stuff, but then you miss out on, I guess Lamine Yamal is getting on there too because he's hit popularity. But you see other players like Rafinha, for example. I'm saying Barcelona because that's the team I watch the most. But Rafinha has probably been the best player for Barcelona this season. Lamine Yamal has been great as well. But Rafinha has been consistent and every game he plays, he makes a difference. And so has Yamal. But you don't see as much Rafinha on there because he's just not. He just doesn't have that clickbaitiness to him quite yet. So I don't think it's media groups trying to push Messi to be the best and convince everyone. They're just doing it for clicks. Like these media just wants clicks. Everyone just wants clicks. Whatever gets them clicks, they don't care who is the best. The individuals probably do, but the ones who are running it are like, I don't care if what this player did was nicer or cooler.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna put this like the Cavaliers have been killing it. They're the best team of the league right now.
They're not showing it right now. I don't see no clicks.
It's so little, but you're seeing a lot of the Lakers. You're seeing a lot of
LeBron struggling. How they're losing? Yeah, I saw that.
Because it's clicks. Like they're not trying to tell us that the Lakers are doing better than the Cavaliers. They're just it's clicks.
Man, your Cavaliers are doing good, actually, Jason. You're right.
Doing amazing.
You happy, buddy?
They're doing amazing. I think a few weeks ago I told you I'm trying to keep my expectations leveled because it's a long season and we're not even halfway through. But now we are about 20 or so games into the season. Three losses, two of them to the Hawks, kept us out of the NBA Cup, but that's okay. That's going to give us 4 days of rest. We don't play again. We don't play again. I don't think we play today. I don't think we play again till like Thursday, because we're not in the NBA Cup. That's okay. Get some rest. We had a long. The start of the season was long. So far, we had a lot of back to backs, a lot of 1 day breaks. It's great, Danny. Is it?
Yeah. You're talking like if we were like you are the right now changing in your locker room.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking right now, and I just have your mic right now, and your mouth, and just like
so stupid,
and you're like changing over here, and you're like playing around with your buddies.
Sports is so stupid, man. Like, honestly, I think basketball is the only one that I still feel, or the Cavaliers, this type of admiration for. But
you do. Maybe Barcelona that much. Barcelona, you still do, but not as much as the Cavaliers.
No, I just realized that sports is just so. They put so much effort and importance to it, and then it's just a fucking sport.
Well, in Gladiator 2, tell that they were doing soccer.
Mm-hmm.
This is around what 300 BC.
Don't even get me started, Danny. I was watching those stupid kids play. They're right in front of the freaking net, and they're just passing it back and forth to each other. I was like, "What are they doing? Kick it to the goal!" I swear to God, I was thinking, like, "Kick it in. You're right there."
I saw that, and then I'm like, "Are you serious? Like, are you not gonna? You guys don't know how soccer works." They were just like, "Okay, this is how they used to play, kind of like some type of soccer of the game." I'm like. But they were just, you're right. They weren't even trying to make the goal.
Stupid kids. That's how you know Ridley Scott's American. He's like, what do they do? What are they playing over there? They're not playing football? Yes, Ridley, but not that football. Oh, whatever. Here's a ball. Kick it around. You're right. Damn, it went from 2.5 out of 5 to 2 out of 5 with that for that shit.
Oh, damn.
Sorry, Christian. Vicen's a big fan. But he also said, not enough muscles, not enough men. It's what 300 did right.
Hey, 300 was really good.
You ever think about how half naked they are? And it's like, where are their clothes? There's no way they're going into battle like that, right?
Yes.
That's crazy. They weren't
only have right? a shield. They were ripped.
No, but in 300, they didn't even have a shield. Like, their shield was just a little thing across their body. And then a little skirt. Their abs skirt, are showing. Yeah. Their pecs are showing. It's funny. Jason. Masculine movies are usually showing off a lot of male bodies. And that's the shit that men want to see.
I think it's also for anybody just to show how buff they're, you know?
Sure.
Hey, man. You can hate on a good masculine body.
I can't.
On a woman or a guy.
I think 300 had more muscle compared to Magic Mike. That's true. No, 300 probably has a record for more male muscles shown in a movie.
They were all buff.
They were all buff. That's kind of crazy.
They were all, like, super buff right there, so.
Full circle, wrapping it back up to the Gladiator. I kind of hated that there were so many slow motion scenes that were pointless.
Slow motion scene where it should be slow motion. There was no slow motion.
I think we're just past slow motion. Like, it's a thing of the past.
No. They just have to make it right. There has to they have to make it right. It just, it doesn't work. It wasn't as, it's not as spectacle because we've been to everything, Jason. We know everything now. It's so hard for a movie director to be like, show something new when they're doing with the camera to us. It's just, it's impossible now.
You know, there's a really good, well, I haven't seen it yet, but I really want to watch it, called The Nickel Boys. The movie looks really good. That's doing other stuff with the camera that I think is going to be
okay.
Very interesting. So
I'm interested to wrap this up. I'm also interested, if we're wrapping up on movies that we're excited about, I'm interested into the movie, what's it called? The one where I think it's called Entity. Where it's the perspective of the ghost or demon or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Steven Soderbergh. Soderbergh.
Yeah. That guy. Yeah. And Y2K. I want to go watch Y2K.
You know.
For the funsies, Jason. Just for the funsies.
You're right.
It's trying to be back to that old teenager movies. Like, what's the movie? The movie I remember so much is the Devil Hand.
Oh, Idle Hands.
Yeah.
I only that movie, ever man. Saw one on Comedy Central.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like in bits and pieces.
I just that movie reminds me so much when I cause I watched it when I was a kid, and I remember watching it, and I just remember he put in a burrito in the microwave, and when I was in Guatemala, I was like, "What the fuck is that food?"
Christine says girls go crazy for Magic Mike, but real men praise 300.
He's not wrong.
Magic Mike, the first one, better than 300.
I watched all the Magic Mike with Denise.
I haven't seen the last one with Salma Hayek.
Oh, it's good. Yeah. It starts hot.
Yeah.
But then it kind of like, oh, we're just friends. He's trying to help me out. He's trying to, like, in London now. He's trying to do his own, Magic Mike,
He's trying to be the...
Set up.
Yeah, the Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. But then he's like, it turns into, like, like the same other movies. He made it, He made all the girls horny. I'm sorry, poor kids, but that's...
If that's you see the trailer, point. You know that's the point.
That's
the
that whole point.
That's okay.
That's the whole point. I apologize for
that. While 300 was trying to make men horny with men.
To be honest, yeah, because we don't know how Cersei really was. And that Cersei guy, who do you think Cersei was?
People were so much more fluid back then. They were just so down, just whatever. Like, I don't care. We put these, they didn't put these weird... homophobia connotations behind every
comment.
And the only reason I keep saying it is because I think it's very ironic that the same men who watch 300 who say that this is a masculine movie are afraid to watch musicals like Wicked because that's too quote gay, but they're cool watching half naked men fight each other with their shirts off, sweaty. Greek gods were freaky. That's true. You should watch Chaos, Danny, on Netflix. It's been canceled. Just one season, so it's like...
Is that where Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah. Well, Zeus. He's Zeus. It's a Greek mythology in a modern style world, but like if it was in a Greek mythological world. So it's not like if you're in Greece. They're in a Greek mythology modernized. You'll get it once you watch it. But that one, yeah, that show kind of... it goes out there with like, yeah, these were kind of terrible people, and it takes on different characters and their stories and their.
I should watch it then, yeah, because you got me into watching shows now, and I've been trying to finish the shows really quickly, and that's how I did with the Penguin. I was just like, watch it, and I did. I finished it in 2 days. Damn.
2 days.
And you know what the Greeks used to do too? Horoscopes.
You really want to wrap this up. I'm sorry, Daddy.
No. Listen. Not because of that, Jason.
You're right. I know where your brain is going. Go for it.
Where's it going?
You're talking about how they were so correct last week. And how I finished off by saying,
yes,
if this comes true, then there's no doubting horoscopes ever again. So if you did not watch last week, towards the end of the stream, Greeks were freaky but genius when it came to math, science, and space. They didn't really talk too much on that on Chaos. But anyways, if you were here watching and listening, I was talking about horoscopes. We were talking about horoscopes. And as a Libra, we were talking about what mine was. And this guy's long-winded now already. My lucky colors, wine red. Cavaliers colors, wine and gold, wine red and gold. So I said, well, the Cavaliers play today against the Celtics
around five.
Remember my auspicious time from 5 to 6:30. And what did I say, Danny? I said, all right, Celtics, second best team in the league behind the Cavaliers. If the Cavaliers are losing against the Celtics at 5 p.m. and they end up winning, which would have been around the time, the game would have finished around 5:30. It finished around 5:30. So I said, if they end up catching up, taking the lead and winning, after I'm wearing my wine and red, my wine red jersey, which I was, Danny, showing off my guns.
Sleeveless. You had guns. You had guns.
Stop it. I said no Downey horoscopes. And what happens, Danny? Cavaliers at 5 p.m. I'm at a Thai restaurant. Where Diane and I are at a Thai restaurant. Delicious food. Delicious food. I got the game on. We're watching. We're waiting to get seated. And it hits 5 p.m. We're down by about 4, I think. I'm like, holy crap. This might actually happen. And what do they do, Danny? 5:30. We get the win. It's in between 5 to 6:30. Wine red. Beat the Celtics. Coming back. Comeback started at 5 p.m. Astro Yogi, you are correct. We are never doubting you, Astro Yogi. So if you want to, there's a new horoscope. Yes, of course. Christian, of course there's a new horoscope. Astro
Christian,
Yogi.
Christian, this is the thing now. This is the thing where, because it helped. Look at Jason.
It was right. It didn't help me. It just knew. That it discovered the destiny. I don't know how horoscopes work. So Astro Yogi, if you want to, reach out to us. Let's collaborate. Let's have some fun. How about that? So today, we're going to go to Sagittarius because I think that's what Christian is, who identifies as Gemini. But we don't care about the identification in this case.
That's me.
You're Sagittarius?
Yeah, December.
Was he Capricorn? I forgot.
Taurus. Isn't it Taurus or something? What are you?
To get pics of Jay showing his guns in a calendar for 2025.
Wow.
75,000 subscribers.
Oh, shit.
Danny and Jason calendar gets released. Sexy.
Whoa.
So December, it's going to be, since it's your birthday month, it's going to be your month. You're going to be pictured. You're going to be Santa. You're going to dress as Santa. I'm going to be sitting on your lap like an elf. October, okay, my birthday month, Halloween themed. So boom. Showing up for our guns. That's it. 75,000 subscribers. That's all we need. That's it. That's it, Christian. All right, let's go to Sagittarius here. Sunday, December 8th. Dear Sagittarius, again, this is brought to you by Astro Yogi. Dear Sagittarius, the moon in Pisces. What? Sorry, I feel like sometimes Astro Yogi needs an editor on some of these.
Jason, email.
I'm not going just to. Email. They need to reach out to us first, so then we could talk things. Sunday morning tangents, SM tangents. You know what? I'm not going to give our email. Dear Sagittarius, the moon in Pisces. You find it more challenging to maintain a sense of calm. If this isn't your finest day, remember that it will be over soon. It will soon be over. Sorry, Sagittarius. What are your options here? Alternatively, you might enlist the assistance of individuals whose opinions you respect and trust, as advised by Astro Yogi astrologers. Regardless of the circumstances, there is always an answer. You need firm resolve and a lot of patience to get through this. The hours between 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. are ideal for essential work. The color lavender is lucky for you today. Drink a lavender latte. Wear a little bit of light purple. I see a little bit of lavender on your bare
back. I use lavender. I have a lavender sweater I like to use. It's not even a joke.
Leo here says, Danny, how do you feel? Your birthday's in 2 days. You're going to turn 22.
I did that. I'm very young.
Yeah. All right, let's move over here.
No, but nothing. Just feel like I'm just another year.
Another year older.
Yeah, another year older.
At some point, Leo, you realize another year ain't nothing.
Ain't nothing.
We're going to move over here to Aquarius while we wait for Christine to tell us his. And if you'd like, Leo, yours, that sweater was mine. No, it's Denise.
Yeah, Leo.
No, Denise said that sweater was mine.
Yeah, because she's a little Sagittarius.
The sweater.
Oh, the sweater. And she's laughing over there. I can't hear. that's the one I use now, though.
Okay. Leo, if you want to put yours in there to get it read out, please do so.
Aquarius. Leo, Sagittarius, I think, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Dear Chris, you will be on a mental and physical high today as all of your plans come to fruition. This is owing to the influence of the moon in Pisces. You will be the charmer, both on your personal and professional fronts. The quantity and quality of the work you do will increase because of your high spirits. Your colleagues will, however, be happy to help you. Use this energy to complete all pending tasks as your productivity is unmatched today. The color black will enhance your confidence. The time between 2 and 3 p.m. might bring some hurdles, so beware.
Wait, hold up. What's my time? You didn't tell me my time.
Of course. I did. It was between 6 and 7:30 p.m.
I had to be careful or I had to be...
No. It's a good time for you. It's a good time.
Okay. 6 to 7. Okay.
Yeah, 6 and 7:30 p.m. Okay. We got here... okay, Leo is also Sagittarius, so it sounds like you, Leo, and Denise need to do something. You guys all need to go to the... a liquor store or something and get some lottery tickets between that time. All three of you.
Okay.
I'm telling you, this works. It told me the Cavaliers were going to start winning from 5 p.m. onwards, and they ended up winning after being down. I was wearing my wine red. Okay? And then we're going to move over here to a Taurus who happens to be Christian. I saw that you put it in there. Thank you very much, sir.
He considers a Taurus, but he considers himself
identifies as Gemini. Yeah.
But Gemini.
We respect identities. We respect that, but not for astrology, just because that is something based on the stars, and we can't really touch the stars that way. We can't maneuver that sort of thing. So I respect you, Christian, but we got to follow what the stars say. Taurus, you may not be in a good mood today as your relationships with a close friend or a loved one may be strained at this time. The moon's presence in Pisces is making you upset and emotional, dear Taurus. However, this is not a good time to let any negative emotions get the better of you. Make sure you play rivals with Jason and Danny in about 30 minutes. Ensure that you take the very first step towards reconciliation. Advises Taurus daily horoscope, and things will just be fine. Wear something in green to attract good luck. The period from 4 to 6 p.m. is going to be your lucky time, so make sure you do really well with Moon Knight. We wish you a very happy Guru Gobind Singh Jayantil. Don't know what that means.
Don't know what that means, but Moon Knight, huh?
Yeah. That's kind of weird.
That's
kind of weird. I don't know why they would bring that up. And then last but not least, the Libra. Unless I'm missing anything in here. Do you have time to do Cancer? I do have time to do Cancer, of course. Of course, yes. Let me do Libra followed by Cancer. Dear Libra must strive to strike a delicate balance between generosity and naivete. Don't let people take advantage of your generosity. Story of my life.
Even
if you're rewarded for your good deeds. As a result, your mood will be ruined and you may even begin to doubt the goodness of human nature. Two benefits of... Makes sense. I decorated a Christmas tree by myself yesterday. Two benefits of meditation and spirituality are stress reduction and reconnection to your higher self. Astro yogi astrologers recommend a period between 7 and 8 a.m. The hue pink is meant to bring you good fortune today. 7 and 8 a.m. I was awake. I was on my phone. That's all I did. I ruined that. I squandered
You messed up. You messed up, dude. Fudge.
Oh, wait. That's tomorrow.
Ah.
7, 8, 8 a.m. Might be driving to work.
Yeah, you have to go to work, but you might be no traffic.
Never mind. That was today. The hue pink, so something pink. Okay, thank you very much. And then moving on to Cancer, finishing off with Cancer here. Dear Cancer, the movement of the moon in Pisces may make you anxious and restless today. Sorry, the need to move away from your responsibilities and spend some quality time with your loved ones is quite strong with you. Take a break from your everyday routine and enjoy this day, suggests Astro Yogi astrologers. Do what brings a smile to your face, be it reading a book, spending time with your loved ones, or indulging in some self-love. Today, wear orange to attract positive energy. The time between 10:45 and 1 p.m. is lucky for you, so you still have 2 hours of
work. Yeah, that's a late lucky time.
Sorry, 10:45 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Oh, 1 p.m. Okay,
excuse me if I misspoke there. And that just about wraps it again. Astro Yogi, if you're feeling like you want to connect with us, please do so. We're happy to. Customer care 9999091091. Sorry, but I shouldn't put that on blast. It's on their website. Thank you, everybody. This was Astrology Corner. I forgot what I called it last week.
You call it astronomy.
No, astronomy is just something else.
Astronomy.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. That about wraps us up here with the Sunday Morning Tangents. Don't forget to watch us live on most Sundays around the same time at youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents. If you don't have time to watch us live, these videos do get uploaded at youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents or gastronomy, or listen to us anywhere you listen to podcasts at Sunday Morning Tangents. We will be there, whether Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
YouTube Music. There's even a weird one that somebody asked me if it was there, and I might looked it up, and we were there.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. So listen to us anywhere. Yeah. Give us the like, subscribe, and all that mumbo jumbo that everybody else tells you to, because everybody else and their mama does podcasts these days. So whatever they say for their podcast, to like and subscribe and blah blah blah, do that for us. Everyone left. We went from 5 concurrent viewers to 1. That was fast. They're not even waiting for the outro. Next time I'm gonna sneak a giveaway at the outro. I'm sneaking a giveaway, so you tune in to the very end. Ditching us.
Yeah, you're right.
Just kidding. We love you all. Anyways, have a good day. From Danny and I. That was Danny, I was Jason. This has been Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tan.
Jareens.
Damn it.